SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The House Education Committee spent a great deal of today's meeting going over House Bill 1142. The measure supports and encourages free speech for student journalists. One of the bill's writers, Sioux Falls Lincoln High School student and newspaper editor Gage Gramlich, says those who write for student newspapers need the protection against censorship.
Many have asked me why I chose to bring it forward, expecting me to cite a disappointing anecdote where administration blocks a story of mine. They expected this bill to be a reaction. This is not the case. Rather, I am running this bill because I have faith in the South Dakota public school systems and because I believe we are ready for the next step, to give students real life experience with journalism. As my teachers often say, there is always room to grow. As it currently stands, South Dakota has passed no legislation that protects student freedom of speech, and by extension, no legislation that encourages student freedom of speech.
An opponent of the measure is Wade Pogany with the Associated School Boards of South Dakota. He says House Bill 1242 goes too far to protect student reporters' free speech rights.
The entire section emphasizes the students' rights to publish regardless of the context. This bill shifts the authority from school officials to students. Okay, remember what I said, not all free is completely unlimited. So the student's pen is bigger now than the school. That's what that says.
A motion to defer the bill to the 41st day was replaced by a substitute motion to pass the legislation. The do-pass motion failed with 3 members in favor and 11 opposed. The original measure to defer the bill is successful on an 11-3 vote. The House State Affairs Committee tables a proposed constitutional amendment asking voters to double the length of a lawmaker's term in office. House Joint Resolution 1010 extends the term for state lawmakers from 2 to 4 years. The bill was rejected by that committee. You're with SDPB.